a study routine, the idea of what am I in the mood for today and what am I in the mood for tomorrow is never really going to get you to where you want to be. You need to set, like, mine was always, I wanted to warm up. So the first thing I would do was rhythm studies, 10, 15 minutes. I would just play some rhythms or just clap some rhythms. And then I would go and start working on scales and arpeggios and different fingering. And like, as I said, you take something and you look at it in different ways and you take your time with it. And then I would move on to like starting to play, like going over my 2-5 lines. And I would also do another half an hour after that, and I would transcribe. I'd like listen to a jazz solo and a sax solo or bass solo, whatever, and I'd start to learn it bit by bit by bit. But I would set myself parameters, like I'm only going to do half an hour of this exercise or half an hour of this exercise. And the good thing about that is, if you don't like the exercise, when that half an hour is up, you're like, thank God. But if you do like that exercise, because we always tend to study the things that are easy, the things that we like. And the ones that are hard, we're like, yeah, I'll leave it to tomorrow, you know? This forces you to do it all. You have to do it every single day. So the ones that you don't like, you'll be like, okay, at least it's only half an hour, so you actually can get started. And then the ones you do like, you'll be like, oh, I've only half an hour, or I've only got 5 minutes left, and I don't really want to stop. Well, that would be good, because the next day you'll really want to get started again. You know what I mean? So it's beneficial. I started saying to like students this year, which I found has helped me a lot in the last couple of years of playing, is in your practice routine, have time set aside where you practice for yourself, not for any other reason than from just getting to know your instrument, just playing around your instrument, just playing. Like I woke up this morning before I drove out here, and I just played long notes. I just got my bow out, and I started playing really long, slow notes, just so I could like hear the sound of the bass, how it feels, see what my, you know, intonation's like, what my tremolo's going to feel like, if I do double stops, get my intonation perfect. It's basic as hell, but it's enjoyable. Music's supposed to be fun. If you don't have fun playing music, don't do it. It's not like the easiest way to pay your bills, so, you know, do something else if you don't love it, but if you want to do it every day, you've got to be able to play stuff that you really, really like to play. And like, one thing when we're studying music is generally, we got to get told what to play and what to study. And we don't really play what we want to play, study anymore. We kind of feel like we're forced to like things that we don't necessarily would have liked. And that's not bad, but, you know, it's supposed to be fun at the end of the day. It has to be. If it's not fun, don't do it. I won't play. I don't play gigs I don't like doing. I won't play with people I don't like playing with, because it's my hobby. It's like, it's not my hobby. It's something I care about a lot. So I feel like, you know, I only want to participate with people who are invested as much as I am.